Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Hour number two already on this Saturday morning. And tomorrow's the first day of fall, but I wish somebody would make it feel like it. Anyway, let's run down to the Trinity River bottom, check in with Captain Mike Jeffcoat this morning. Hey, Mike, what's up, buddy?
I'm good, Mickey. How about you?
I'm good. Astros won.
Yeah, so did the Mariners.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, well, we keep winning. Well, that was crazy.
That's the name of the game. Just one game at a time.
Yep.
Keep winning. It's getting a little dicey last night, though.
Yeah, it did. We're going to clean the mirrors up. And I mean, in Pena, it seems like, you know, seems like he's having an error every game, but he's not. But, I mean, just.
Well, it's just some of the plays that he's making. I mean, it's just he's deep in the hole and makes those unbelievable stabs, and there's just no way you're going to throw anybody out. I mean, those guys are fast. Look how fast he is.
Yeah, no kidding. Bregman showed out a little bit last night. I was glad to see
that. Finally. Yeah, I was glad to see that.
Definitely needed it.
Usually he flies out to center, and that's what I told my wife when he came up to bat. I swear, here comes a fly ball to center. Well, it was, but it was over the fence. That was a good fly ball. 420 feet.
Yep.
And we'll take it. Yep, Tucker's getting his timing back. That's looking good. Now, Alvarez and Altuve are on the back burner right now. They went 0-for last night, the two of them, number one and two hitters. So, hey.
I know.
But that's why you got nine guys swinging at the ball. Somebody else has got to step up.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with Alvarez. He's just.
Nah, he's been like that his whole career. It just comes in bunches. But I'll take him.
Save it for the playoffs.
Save it for the playoffs. That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah. No, I hadn't made it to that river bottom yet. I'm headed out there.
Oh, are you? What you going to do? Check gator lines?
No, we took care of that last weekend.
That's over and done with. Y'all ever get
a
good one?
Over and done with. No, we did 6-footer. There's so many of them. There's so many alligators out there. It's unreal. And like I told you the other day, you know, we had, there's probably 4 or 5 there at the camp, and that's a big slough.
Yeah.
Very big. But, you know, and last year, this time, there was probably 75 in it. But we went to the interior sloughs and stuff. There's alligators everywhere you go.
Scattered because all high water all year.
That high water pushed them up in there, and, you know, when it went down, they just camped out.
When I was going fishing the other day, I saw a few gator lines in Cedar Bayou, and they had that old chicken or whatever they had on the hook, you know, on that cane pole. It wasn't even a foot out of the water. I'm going, what are they trying to catch, 2-footers?
Yep, you can't do that.
No.
You know, and that's the hard deal, you know. It's like in Venice, you've got to remember the tide, too.
Right.
You know, we don't have that problem.
Well, it was a high tide that morning when I went by there, so probably when they put them out on a low tide.
Yep, didn't think about it.
Yeah, I didn't think about it.
So,
they're trying to catch low tide gators, not high tide gators.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, little ones, they'll definitely get you. And, you know, and that's the sad part of it. Me and Dwayne, Texas nephew, we was talking about it that, you know, when you hook one of them, that's it. You can't turn him loose.
Right.
And I told him, I said, next year we'll just try to kill one with a bow. Or you can do it with a rod and reel, too. You can hook one with a rod and reel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on that
big old grappler on there, grappling hook.
Yeah. Well, you know, them boys in Venice down there, they don't use, it ain't a very big treble hook at all. And but you know, that way you, now you can't turn him loose with bow and arrow, but you can turn him loose with, you know, if you foul hook him like that. He wasn't big enough, I guess. I don't know what the rules. I'd have to look at the rules of it.
Yeah.
But when he's on that hard line like that and you hook him, he's done. Because he's going to swallow it. And, you know, you ain't going to turn him. You turn him loose, but he's going to kill him. He can't take it. So. But that way, though, at least you can, you know, you got your options of killing one you want to kill that's big enough, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow, that's all I know. I do is a pretty good acre crop in certain areas.
Yeah.
And, and then deer, these deer here, cows, they done left. I ain't seen them deer in a week now here, cows. So that tells me they done found them acorn somewhere, and they bunched up on that.
Well, I watched my squirrels yesterday are stripping my pecan trees. They're, man, if they're this busy this early, are we going to have a cold winter or what?
I don't know. Well,
what's the deal on
I'm
that?
Just surprised. I'm surprised that it's like them acorns done made up and them squirrels are cutting them. That's, you know, it's generally, you know, end of October before them acorns get ready.
Yeah. Well, they're already,
you know, pecans too. I mean, your pecans, I'm sure they're not ready yet, are they?
No, they're not ready. They're still in the green hull all around them.
Yeah.
They're getting bigger. But the squirrels aren't waiting on them. They're going to work, man.
And them squirrels, when them on a pecan, he ain't going to eat about half of them. He's going to drop it and go get him another.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they know if it's not, you know, they can tell when they pick a pecan up if it's a good one or a dried out and rotten one, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tree rats and the hummingbirds are thick. Everybody's feeding them hummingbirds.
They're on the migration. So,
teal are coming. Hummers are coming. Falls, you know, the wildlife reacts to it because the, you know, photosynthesis, you know, the days are getting shorter. Well, but we're not. I mean, there ain't a hint of fall in anything that I'm doing right now. I feel like it's August.
Yeah, and it's not showing nothing in the near future, neither.
Well, I bet it gets hot in that river bottom this time of year with this weather.
Ooh, you think? One thing about it, I got AC in my camp now, so.
Yeah, buddy, gotta have it.
You got to. So, everybody, you got to be careful now, too, this hot like this. I mean, you can get to bind. Quick.
Yeah, you just overdo it.
Yep. You know, and that's another thing, too, you know, everybody dove hunting and teal hunting and all. I seen more snakes in the river bottom last weekend than I've ever seen, or weekend before.
Boy, they're shedding big time. I'm finding snake skins all over my property. They're good snakes, though. They're the ones that I don't kill.
Yeah, but, everything I saw was water monsters.
Yeah, where you're at, that's the dominant breed right there in your area.
I've seen more in that river bottom than I've seen in 30 years, plus years.
Well, look at the water we had coming down that trendy and all the flooding this year.
Yeah, until it went to drying up and, you know, the snakes trying to find water holes, and that's where I'm seeing them. And, you know, because generally them holes keep them snakes and bay, you know, they keep them on a short stick.
But, right.
You know, a lot of hog signs. I ain't seen that many hogs. There's a lot of hog signs out there. So.
Well, they're so darn nocturnal at times. It's hard to see them in the daytime.
Oh, absolutely. Too, and you know, we had that super moon, that harvest moon this week. And
you can bet they've been on the prowl at night.
Oh, don't you know?
Yes, sir.
Everything has. My little old squirrel dog, he woke me up and I said, you need to do something. No, I don't hear him. But he's been raising cane. So,
yeah, he knows there's critters out there.
You know, they are. As far as fishing, I couldn't tell you nothing about fishing right now.
Well, that's you got to get back in the game, man.
No, I'm fixed to.
I know you got a long grind ahead of you. Now, y'all's flounder season, they cut y'all off, what, on the 15th?
Yep, October 15th.
Boy, that's...
Don't make no sense.
Right in the prime, I mean...
Yeah, that don't make no sense. So,
hell, they try
to save on it. Yeah.
But y'all been catching them all year.
Yeah. Yeah, we have. So, you know, once they move back outside, they, you know, if you know what you're doing there, they go lay in the same kind of place that they lay on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
So, what are they showing on that storm this morning?
Well, they're just saying the last update I saw on it, it's definitely going to move into the Gulf. And now we do have a weak cool front going to move down along the coast and kind of pull up stationary-like on Wednesday this week. And... depending on the steering currents, you know, there's high pressure over Florida right now, so that's good for them.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping that front, once it clears the Yucatan and enters the Bay of Campeche and the lower Gulf down there, that it'll just steer west and just going into Mexico where there's not anything over there.
Yeah. We don't, you know what happened with Burrow, though, same thing, that little front.
Well, that's what they
come around
and
right
behind call
it.
For.
Look right behind it, and here it comes.
Yep, that was a hop scotcher.
Yeah.
Like Rita was.
Oh, yeah.
We don't want that.
Don't talk about Rita.
Nope.
Man, that river bottom was so tore up after Rita. You know, and that's the funny thing. Burrow didn't tear nothing up in the river bottom. I mean, there's a few trees down in the open areas.
Yeah.
But as far as once you get inside them woods, are so thick, and that wind just couldn't do, you know, it couldn't get a hold of them before.
Well, what hurt us with all the tree damage along the coast here was all that drought conditions we had for 3 years. And then,
yep.
And then the trees being stressed like they were. A lot of trees went down, man.
You know, now, right there around Texas camp, there's a big pecan tree there at his niece's camp that, a big pecan tree, and it twisted one big, it had a big fork in it, and you can see it, you know, it was definitely a circulation of wind that twisted that off.
Yeah, that barrel had a bunch of them little twisters in it.
Yeah, it did, so...
I had two of them at my house. I could tell by the top of my trees where it just, like, wrung them out like a dish rag.
Yep, that's the same thing done on that tree.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well. All right, buddy. Well, hey, if somebody wants to give you a call and come over to Venice and hang out and fish with you this fall, give them some info, Mike.
832-338-9376. Catch us on the web to RJ Hunting Fishing.
All right. Go Astros.
Yeah,
y'all see you tonight.
What time they play today? Tonight?
I'm sure it's a 7:05 game again.
Yeah, it's Saturday. Yeah.
Maybe we'll have a day game tomorrow.
I don't know. Well, the Mariners come in tomorrow, don't they?
Yeah, we're going to play four games with the Angels, and then the Mariners will play them Monday.
Well, we get stacked up with the Angels, which is a good thing, but, well, they stacked them Angels up here at the end of the year.
Yeah. They did. We're going to play them seven games in the last 2 weeks.
Well,
I mean, they're a pro team. Anybody can win in baseball. It's your night.
Oh, yeah. I mean, all you got to do is look at their lineup.
That's it.
I mean, their leadoff batter is as good as it is in all of baseball.
Yeah. That's their bullpen's been incredible this year since the All-Star break.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Well, Mike, you have a good one. We'll see you.
You too. Talk
later.
To you next week.
All right, man.
Later.
Watch him, Moxkins. All right. That's Captain Mike Jeffcoat over in, he's in the river bottom this morning, Liberty County. Well, you know, folks, if you need pipe, you need valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets, and you need them really fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs. With a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery, there's no need to wait. You know, for other distributors, let Allied deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item and can't wait on long deliveries, their sales team has over 100 years of combined experience, and they're here to support you from start to finish. Whether it's a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction, Allied's got you covered. Remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. They do it all. Call Allied Industrial Sales. Let them handle it all today. 281-332-6224 or sales at alliedinc.com. That's 281-332-6224 or email them at sales@alliedinc.com. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 520 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down G-Town way and let's check in with Captain James Plogg this morning and see what he's up to. Good morning, Plogg. What's up?
What's up, buddy?
Not a lot, man.
Nothing, man. Struggling.
Got a sunrise picture from you.
No, buddy. That ain't no sunrise picture.
What is that?
That was last night when the sun was going down.
Oh, that's a sunset picture?
That was last night when the sun was going down, buddy.
Well, you hit it hard yesterday.
Yeah, I'm done.
Can't see.
I ain't going today, man. They have it.
Well,
it's blowing a little bit at us. So it ain't blowing hard. A little south wind this morning, huh?
Yeah, it was kind of south and southeast. Well, it's blowing different directions in every part of the bay.
Really?
That variable. Yeah, like it's northwest at 2 at Clear Lake, and it shows southeast or kind of due south at 6 at the North Jetty, 7 at the pass. Yeah, the old rollover site, it's 2, and up my way, it's southwest at 3. That is weird.
Yeah. It's just, 20 mile buoy, I just looked at it. South, southeast, 5 knots. Ain't no gusts. It's just 5.8 knots.
Yeah. That's what I'm showing. 7 miles an hour.
It's flat.
Which is about 5.8 knots.
Yep.
Knots, miles an hour.
Oh, man. So there's a storm somewhere. I ain't seen nothing, man.
There's some weather down in the Caribbean and moving upward towards the Yucatan and maybe enter the Bay of Campeche in the lower Gulf early this week. And, yeah. And you never know what they're going to turn into when they hit the Gulf. You just never know.
Nah, the water's warm.
Hopefully it's a nothing burger.
Yeah, like
86. Let's get on with fall, man. I'm ready.
Man, it wouldn't hurt to have a little front. But I saw it on here. When did I see it?
A weak one for Wednesday. Approaching the coastline Wednesday, they're
saying. Yeah, see, I'm looking at buoy weather. It don't get here. Not in the on the Gulf.
No, it's gonna stall out around the coast the way it looks for now.
Yeah.
We're gonna have like a northeast wind for a couple of days and then a north wind for a couple of days and
yeah, they got southeast at 7, east at 9. There it is. A little bit Thursday. A little bit. In the afternoon 9 to 12 knots. Oh, here's your front. Friday, 9:27, north northeast, 19:22 knots.
19 to 22.
Uh huh.
Bring it.
That's Friday. So there's your front.
Oh, wait.
There it is. So that's Friday, and then it settles down. And then it gets good again.
Yeah.
It gets good for a while, but yeah, that's Friday. But this is buoy weather. You know, you pay for it. It's pretty good, but they change it about every 5 minutes. You got to go back and look at it.
Right.
But next Friday, by Friday, you're going to have some kind of front pretty good. And usually they never do what they say. When it says that, like the next day, it's east at like 14 knots. And then the day after that, it's east at 16 knots. But then they got it like on Sunday, like 9:29, northwest is 7, and then east northeast at 8 to 9 knots. So it ain't going to be much. It ain't going to be much. Yeah, we didn't see nothing yet. I mean, we saw some fish yesterday, but I didn't fish where there's no fish. I didn't fish where there's no boat, so I didn't catch nothing. That's why I stayed till dark. And, man, we had them. We had them. We didn't see them, man. I know I was in them. I said, man, I can smell them. And we were sitting there fishing, watching the sun go down. I said, man, I'm telling you, we're supposed to get a bite. And I looked down on my side scan, man, and I had them on the port side of the boat.
Right.
I had them. I said, hey, check it out, man. I told my guys, I said, come look at this. And, you know, on that side scan, you can see their tails. You can see it forked. They just didn't bite, man. Didn't bite from that. I mean, we never saw them. I just saw them on the side scan. But there were some bites in the morning. Who, you know, those guys, they drive straight to them. It's a boat race nowadays. You just go, and if the fish ain't moved, whoever gets there first, you get you some licks. And then the next boat pulls in there when they start moving, and he'll get some licks. And third guy there, they're all split up and jumping around. Everybody's chasing them and stuff. So it ain't no good. Ain't no good for me. So we didn't do nothing.
Well, I hate to hear that.
Oh, I ain't worried about it. It is what it is, man. There's not as many as you know. I mean, they're just in big schools, and there's, you know, like maybe four big schools. You know, not mega schools, just big schools, and they get split up.
Is there anything out of Galveston this year, or East, or anything like that, like there usually is?
In Galveston?
Yeah.
Yeah, I fished in Galveston yesterday.
Oh, is that where you fished?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, there's fish everywhere.
Yeah, I keep hearing Matagorda this, Matagorda that. You know, that's all I'm hearing is Matagorda. Port O'Connor.
Port O'Connor ain't been no good. And then you just, you know, there's just a lot of pressure. And these fish feel it. And they're not going to stay, man. They're not going to stay.
No, tarpon.
Or they're going to get hard to catch.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, right now, it's the time
of
year.
How many boats you think are running tarpon now compared to the old days? I mean, hardly anybody ran them.
Oh, no, buddy. It's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot.
Like trout fishing running them?
Real close.
Boy, that's a lot. That's too many.
Real close.
That changes the game big time.
Well, it changes how you have to operate. I mean, hey, you know, I'm pretty tired, man. You think I want to be sitting there when the sun's going down last night?
Yeah, you don't sound like a spring chicken this morning.
Well, I mean, yeah. Well, actually, I just got up. No, man, I would like to ease down. Here's what I told my, and this ain't no sour grapes. There ain't no sour grapes by now. I don't care. I hope everybody comes tarpon fishing. Just don't fish by me. But it's like, you know, you're throwing on the grass bed. There's one guy, and he's throwing it four trout on a grass bed. Man, he's got a pretty good shot. And now you got them same five fish or four fish, and you got 12 guys throwing at that grass bed. Somebody's supposed to get left out.
Right.
That's just how it is, man. But it's cool. It's cool. You know, and this year, it's not last year. Year before last, it was probably the best year I've seen since 97.
Right.
Year before last. Not last year. And a lot of people were going. I mean, it was, man, it's easy. This tarpon fishing is easy, man. And now it's you know, there's a lot of fish, but it's hard.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, it's easy. It's hard. You can sure miss them, man. You can sure miss them, but there's so many reports, and there's, you know, like I always say, you can't outrun a cell phone. There's there's really not fishing anymore. It's a report and how fast can I get there? It's
right.
You know, I like to come out, ease out, man, you know, put the sun at your back and let's go fishing. Let's look, let's hunt. It's the hunt. But those days are gone because you can't do it because there's already been, you know, 10 boats ran by you. And there again, it ain't none of this sour grapes. It's just how life is. It's just how it is. You just gotta adapt. Like I said,
it is what it is.
Get better.
That's a fact, Jack.
Don't get bitter, get better, man. So I do different things. Sometimes I might be sitting there when the sun's coming up. I may ramp in at 4:30 in the morning, or I'll stay like last night. And I had them, man. You know, we've had a couple nights. One night there, we had our first bite at 7 o'clock.
That late.
Yeah, that was the first bite. That was the first bite. Hey, my buddy, he had his phone on his glow scampi trying to make it glow in the dark. We didn't have no flashlight. I didn't have my headlight. I didn't know where it was. I said, hey, man, let's go home. It ain't like twilight, man. It's like dark. It's like been dark. I said, let's go.
I like that one y'all caught the other day when you released it. You said, let's go friggin' home, man.
I was tired,
I
man.
Started laughing. I said, that.
Well, I knew you'd appreciate that. The video was pretty cool. I mean,
yeah, like, that was. Know, that was cool.
We were just taping the fish out. That was a big fish. That's the biggest fish Larry had ever caught. He was like, man, he was between 170 and 180.
Yeah.
And normally,
that,
you know,
that was a good one, man.
Oh, and they taped funny. It out. They taped it out for Angler U and did all that stuff. It was pretty cool. He see me throw that thing down.
Let's go home.
Because I had to go home, man. It was that right there. It was like 5:30 right then.
Right, I could tell it was later in the day. You know, in the evening.
Oh man.
Let me knock this break out. Hold on, I'll be right back at you, buddy. Hang all with right. me. All right. Well, folks, if you're looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure, welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch, a premier hunting and fishing destination and right there in Matagorda, Texas. And whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, alligator hunts, and top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charters, Rusty Hook Ranch is your place. Bring your friends, family, and clients and enjoy five-star lodging, skeet shooting, sporting clays, and a fully stocked bass pond. In Rusty Hook Lodge, they can accommodate large groups for team building, weddings, and family reunions. They can do events up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today. RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com. And tell them Captain Mickey sent you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right. It is 5:36 here in the Bayou City. All right, Blog, we are back.
Yo, buddy. Hey, my buddy Jeremiah just sent me something. He said it's pretty funny. He said it's like getting married. The hunt is over. Hey, and it's so true. The hunt's over, man.
There's that no video you time. Sent me with that guy bowed up and that tarpon coming out of the water, he can't even hardly clear the water. He's so fat and big. How That's big was big that right fish?
There. That was one at Larry, between 175 and 180.
That was Larry in the video?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. I'm looking at it now at the beginning.
Yeah. That's a big Larry. One right there.
Higgins.
Yeah, the hunt's over, man.
Higgins.
Higgins is getting them. Yeah, the hunt's over, buddy. You know, it took us a while over. To find them after the storm. You know, of course, there's nobody fishing because there's no reports. Ain't nobody, just us. And it wasn't very good. Man, it may have been maybe this really the first day that I thought you could go after that storm. It was still kind of a swell. It yeah. made me see them. The water wasn't very good. And we saw a fish. All you got to see is one. There's one there. There's some there. That means they're not all gone. They didn't all swim off. I'm sure they all went offshore. Anyway, that's the night we found them at dark. I mean, it's 7 o'clock. But there's nobody there. Nobody there. Next day, there's nobody there because there's no reports. And then it goes and it goes and it goes and it goes, you know.
And,
you know,
and people the cell ain't phones start ringing and here they come.
Well, people ain't stupid, you know.
No, they're not.
You know,
fishermen are highly educated these days.
Here's the deal about tarpon fishing. People like to catch tarpon. People don't like to go tarpon fishing because it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's like everybody wants to kill a big deer until it's time to kill a big deer. Like, man, it's cold, and I ain't sitting by no feeder, and I got to sit on this ground blind. Man, I don't. Maybe I'll just go to Uvalde and get me just a deer, let the feeder go off and kill me one. It's like tarpon fishing. All right, man, hey, I hear they're seeing them. I hear they're catching them, and the weather's nice, and they're coming. Yeah. Me and my buddy Jeremy were talking about it yesterday. You'll never fish again on a beautiful, calm September day when there's not no tarpon fishermen. It'll never happen.
Right.
And the big mega schools that we used to find, we talked about this year, stay tuned on the way home, you know, about three times a year, mega schools, where you get 20 bites, 30 bites. Yeah. Probably three times a year, and that's about right. Now you're going to do it one time every 3 years.
Yeah.
And you better be the first one in or the last one out. And, you know, and everybody's saying, well, this old man, he's just stupid. He just crying because he didn't catch nothing. Hey, I've caught millions of them. If I didn't catch one yesterday, I don't care. Yeah. And I know some kids that jumped eight, you know, people jump three. But, you know, it's the boats that come out of the same water boats with the same, you know, big school of fish was. And, you know, I'm not going to fish there. So, no, I didn't catch
If you don't wanted to fish with him, you'd ask him to go with you. That's the way I look at it. Same way trout fishing.
Well, they didn't want to go with me because I wouldn't own nothing, you know. But that's just that's
what I go fishing for is the escape and get away from all the clutter and everybody. And you know, it's just, I'm around a lot of people. I've been around a lot of people all my life. When I go fishing, I don't want to be around nobody.
Yeah,
I want to go fishing.
It's just like me and you. You know,
quit breathing on
years ago, man. All the stuff that you and I did when I was a kid together. It's the hunt. It's the thrill.
That's what it's all about.
It's the hunt. And, you know, that's why I don't, you know, I could take a lot more people tarpon fishing than I do, but they ain't nobody want to go with me. I said, man, I'm not your guy. You know, you may be with me on the right day when we find them, but I'm not your guy, man, because I'm not going to do that. And
no.
I'm going to miss them a lot of times because I'm going to go do something else. And that's just how it is. And it's hard to run a business that way, but I don't care. Yeah, I don't care. That's what I'm not doing.
Like Hannah's Reef on a trout run back in the day. Remember, there'd be 100 boats on that reef. Unbelievable.
Oh, I know it, man.
Yeah, let's idle up in there in the middle of them, get us some. No, not with me, you're not.
Yeah. But that's kind of why there's not anybody trout fishing. There's really no reports. You know, we got other things to do. Now, we'll go when it's good. You know, but man, I'm gonna go out there. It's no good. Tarpon fishing, man. Yeah, we'd love to go. Y'all see anything? Well, you know, no. Oh, well, you know, hey, man, when y'all start seeing them, let me know.
Yeah.
So, you know, nobody wants to put in them 16-hour days and them 150-gallon fuel bills and not catch nothing. That's no fun. It is to me. I enjoy it. But a lot of times when you find them, then it's rewarding. And it's like, man, this is cool. We did that one day. I ran 190 miles one day. And we found them at 5:30. And at 7 o'clock, we drove out of them and videoed it. We videoed driving out of them. How many people was there? Zero.
Nobody.
Zero.
There you go.
That's why you go.
That's why you go.
Exactly. But it ain't like tarpon fishing's bad. It's not as good as 3 years ago. There's I don't know if the fish are more strung out. The fish are not. They're not on feed. That's another problem. The fish are just where they're at. I mean, they're around some feed, but there's been no fronts or nothing. You know, there's been nothing to trigger anything. Hell, the current's still moving from south to north, you know, and it shouldn't be doing that right now. It should be going from north to south. That's what Cameron said. They're marlin fishing right now. He called me yesterday. Man, Dad, we ain't seeing nothing. But the little bit of current was pushing, you know, from the west, you know, the Gulf pushing back toward the east against like a little light east wind out there. He says, man, there ain't no current. He said they wasn't seeing nothing. Then he texted about an hour later, and they just caught one about 400. So they caught a really nice one yesterday.
Cool.
And then they moved. I don't know where they went last night. I ain't talked to him this morning. They're fixed to put baits out right now, I promise you.
Oh, you know it.
But, yeah, anytime that wind pushes up against that current, man, it's, I don't know, it just does something to everything in the Gulf, everything.
Well, it kind of affects our bay fishing, too, at times, you know.
It does, you know, when the wind pushes against that current, it's, I guess it's not natural or something. But, yeah, I was surprised the other day after the storm. This is my first trip back after the storm. And I said, man, what's wrong here? The current, well, I tell you how hard it was going. I'm thinking the current's pushing my boat backwards. Well, the current's pushing my lines up underneath my boat. That's how hard it was coming from the south.
That's crazy.
You could barely turn the troll motor on. I mean, barely kick it just to keep the boat straight. And you were going like 1.6 knots. And you take and make your turn and turn back into that current. And you better be leaning on that trolling motor. You were going like 0.6.
Right.
Nose into it.
That's strong.
And those fish. Yeah, and those fish don't like you can get a bite like that, but they don't like that. You can get a bite in the turn, but man, anytime you can come, you know, down sea, down current, it's better.
Right.
I think.
I'm with you. I can agree with that.
Blaine still killing some birds? Or bird hunt still
yeah,
good?
Yeah, I hadn't talked to him in a couple of days, but as far as I know, yeah, he came back and he had to come back to Baytown and get an oven and a stove for his camp, that one he's had forever, that good. His cooks needed a new one, or his chef.
Brownlee spit the bit.
Yeah. Brownlee spit the bit. He had to come back and get that, and then he picked up a 20,000-pound grain trailer and took it back to feed the animals some more. So,
hey, Blaine's tough, man.
He's a feeding machine. Nobody is going to outfeed that guy. I mean,
he's a tough dude, man. He's just with it. Well, anybody got to see something good, they need to go down there and hunt with him. He's a trip. He works his butt off, man.
He does at everything he does.
Yeah. Anybody catching any trouts, Mickey? Is any good anywhere?
I caught a few Tuesday. You know, I pecked around. I just went mainly riding around and looking I stumbled up on a few fish. We caught fish. I had Sammy and Raz with me, and we had a good time.
Yeah.
Boy, it was hot, though, man. We didn't have any wind, and I did some whale hopping and slick looping. Well, it was too slick to see slicks, but I was looking for schooling reds, see how many, you know, piles of slot reds I could find, and I didn't find any.
Did you find any of them or all monsters?
No. Bulls. There's bulls out there, but a lot of garbage, man. Birds are working with skippies and gaff tops. No trout. I think I hit three schools, and I really didn't even want to stop on them because I knew. I mean, when you're running up to them, you can look under them and tell if it's any good or not by the way the birds are acting and, you know, how the blow-ups are in the water and all that. But I gave it a fair shake, kind of test the waters, and I didn't like what I –
We're good. We're good here, man.
We're good. No more birds, boys. And Raz goes, man, is that a school of birds over there? I said, where? He said, well, maybe it's all these floaters in my eyes. It looks like birds. That's when you know
birds,
you're getting old, Raz, man, when you look across the bay and you think you see the school of birds because all the floaters in your eyes.
Oh, man. That's
Raz is a trip. He's hilarious.
Oh, Raz.
Oh, man, what a character.
That's good, man. Well, we'll
all my old buddies, man, just, you know, trying to make another one, brother.
Hey, that's it, buddy. That's it. But, you know, I'm good about everything. We'll get this little window here. Well, I think we got another one. And, you know, I may go south again. I may make me a trip south one more. And that'll probably be it.
I figured you'd like that.
I love it. I love it.
I know. You're a warrior. All right, buddy. Well, look, James. Somebody wants to call you and go to the bottom and not catch nothing. And
that's right. Hey, if you like riding around and not getting nothing,
you
man,
don't burn
I am
some gas and look at a lot of real estate, I'm your guy, man.
Hey, I'm a 4-star guide for that, man.
Give him that 4-star number.
All right, buddy. 409-771-7306.
All right. Get some rest, man. You sound tired.
All right.
Later, man.
All right, buddy.
All right. All right, let's jump the bridge now from Tiki and head over to the island in Galveston, check in with our good friend Sharky Marquez. What are you doing, Rascal?
What's up, buddy?
What's up?
Oh, man. Just lugging this 24 count of some fresh Ozarka water down to the boat. Get ready to go hit the deep blue sea.
Going deep.
Going deep, man. Looks like I'm going to try to get out there as far as we can get out there before that wind picks up on us. Looks like it's going to be starting to kick sometime, you know, mid-afternoon. But, shoot, if I can get out there far, I don't mind it chopping up on the way in on us too bad. So that'll be the goal, is try to get out there a good 70 miles, enough to do some damage. And see what happens, brother. We're going for amberjack, hopefully some vermilion snapper, maybe some grouper fishing. Just all depends on how fast we get those AJs knocked out.
Right.
But well, it's been a weird couple of days, man, with this full moon. It's been a weird couple of days. We've had some crazy full moons, and man, it's really just shut down the morning bite for us. And gosh, sure as heck, yesterday we all grinded in the morning, caught a few nice fish. And man, in the afternoon, Chris went back out, and he's within 30 minutes texting us, you know, videos of him tripled and quadrupled up on redfish. I'm like, oh my gosh, man. It's just timing when you start messing with these moons. But
what's the biggest donkey you've caught this year so far?
Man, I'm pretty convinced the last offshore trip when we ran a good 100 miles and did some sword fishing and stuff like that, which was a couple days ago, mm-hmm. I'm pretty convinced our biggest AJ was probably pushing 75-80. You know, it wasn't a triple digit, but she was large and in charge.
Right.
You know, you're talking about an 80-pound fish, man. That's a big fish.
That's a good one, man.
That's a good one.
That'll do it.
Yeah. Just like it's hard to judge them, but when they get so big that it's, you know, looks like a airplane coming up from the deep blue. I mean, it's hard to know, you know, whether it's triple digit, 80, 70, whatever. But when they start getting into that 70-pound range and beyond, it just looks like a different fish, man.
Yeah,
they start getting some shoulders on them.
Whole different animal.
Yeah, buddy. So we'll get out there today and do some damage, man. We sword fished right after that full moon that we had 3 days ago, like the fullest moon, and
right,
you know, knew it was going to be slow going into it. Ended up getting one bite in, you know, gosh, 3.5 hours, and we hooked it, got it all the way up to the surface, got the cannonball rig off. He was coming up for a jump, and pulled the hook on it. So pretty heartbreaking, man. Pretty heartbreaking. But, you know.
And I saw a picture of a sword, I don't know, yesterday or the day before. And, man, this guy's in the back of the boat with a sword laying in front of him. I mean, it was huge.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's the biggest one I've seen in a while. I've been seeing a lot of smaller ones, you know.
Yeah.
Baby ones,
yeah.
And kind of mid-sized ones. But no, that thing was a beast.
Dang it, man. I got
sword
it out for him, man.
For everybody, baby.
That's it. Anytime it's flat, I'm like, oh,
we
my god,
grill those all the time. I mean, a buddy of mine would bring them down on the weekend to the bay house, and he'd stop somewhere and buy those swordfish steaks, and they're really good, man.
Boy, they're great. Oh yeah, them swordfish steaks are great. They are
excellent.
You just gotta go catch the daggum things.
Well, how's your inshore guys doing? Anybody catching some trout and reds right now?
Yeah, it's been decent, man. It's been really good when you could catch it on the major of the day, you know. And
right.
There's just this last week's been a little bit of a struggle in the AMs, but I'm looking up and seeing that this moon's not as full, and that's really been the determining factor, is the bite's hot, but you just got to catch them when they're hungry.
Yeah, you know? That's the way I look at it. On these moons like this, I think mid-morning to midday fishing is the best, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have been seeing that, you know, 8:30 to 10 o'clock bite versus, you know, crack of dawn to 8 a.m. hitting a lot of that mid-morning stuff. And then, of course, the majors of the day for the last 3 days have been in the afternoon. So, right. You know, it's funny because we get people all the time, you know, they've been fishing their whole life or grew up fishing. And, you know, they're like, man, I got to get that morning spot. You know, if I don't get that morning spot, I'm not going to get them. I'm not going to catch them. And, man, gosh, I look at days like yesterday and think, man, it's just night and day difference from morning to afternoon.
Sure.
And the afternoon was on fire.
You know? Right.
So you just never know, man.
Well, everybody just gets it in their head. It's, you know, they think it's like duck hunting or deer hunting. Got to be there at daylight, but a lot of times.
Yeah.
Sometimes it happens, but more times not. For me, really, it once that sun gets up good, then things seem to, you know, everything activates, and it just gets better and better.
Heck
but
yeah.
But you got to be on fish, too. If you're not on anything, it doesn't matter where you get there.
Well, shoot,
you're not going to catch anything, you know? So it's a catch 22.
That's right. You got to at least be in the vicinity, right?
Got to be on them to get them, brother. That's the way it works.
Anybody
can catch
them
as long as they're on them, but getting on them is the that's what you get the experts for.
That's right.
All right, Sharky. Well, I hope you catch them today.
Thanks, brother.
Call you and get with you and your guys and do some lodging and all the good
stuff.
Come down to 61st Street off its bow and let's play ball. How do they get a hold of
it,
man?
Let's do it, man. Let's go play some ball. We're ready for you guys, man. Hop on our website. It's outcastfishingwithnog.charters.com. You can check out our trip packages, pricing, and availability right there on our website. You could also hop on and check out our lodge on our website as well. And come stay with us, man. We do corporate events, holidays, birthday parties, weddings, you name it. Come on down. We'll get you bowed up and get you hitched up.
I know you will. Y'all got a nice place there, buddy. Hey,
Thank you, brother.
You, Sharky. You be safe.
All right,
out there
no problem, man.
Thank you so much,
Mickey.
All right.
See you, brother.
Thank you. All right, later. All right. It's time for our top of the hour break, national anthem, and all that good stuff. You're listening to The Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.